America celebrated Thanksgiving this week. The day of Thanksgiving means a lot of different things to most people. For some, it's the sales in stores, online. For others, watching football with family and friends. For most Americans, it's being thankful for the freedoms we have in this country, and we are truly blessed. I've been out of the country a few times, and the liberty and the freedoms that we have, we take them for granted, just like we can take this place for granted. But I'm so thankful. For us who believe in Jesus, we should be especially thankful. Especially thankful for who we are and what he's done. Let's start. Let's turn over to Romans, the third chapter. Oh, first, my main verse. Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks for all things. The world and us, we were lost and without hope. As we look at the third chapter of Romans, verse 9. What then? Are we better than they? Well, I'm going to read verse 9 through 18, and then I'm going to read verse 21. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of their way. They are altogether become unprofitable, and there is none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre, and with their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursings and bitterness, and their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the path of peace they have not known, and there is no fear of God before their eyes. But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all of them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus alone, we could thank him for that for the rest of our life, just for salvation, just for salvation. Because we were lost and without no hope, and away from God, but because of his love, but God. We are now in right, we are made righteous by his blood. Now thanks, 2 Corinthians 2:14, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Hold on, I'll get my notes. Crossed up here. Just bear with me just a second. I forgot to turn this on. Okay. Ephesians 2:8. But God is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Sometimes, I'm talking about Derek Cummings, we don't sit back and really always truly realize what God has given us in his love and mercy and his grace. And that being saved by that grace is our faith, our growth. We start in grace, we walk by grace, and we'll only be glorified by his grace. And it's because of the love For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have everlasting life. That now that we are the sons of God, we can worship him and thank him. And thank him without ceasing every day. He gave us the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. He said in John 14:16, I would pray the Father and he shall give you another Comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it receiveth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And he had told the disciples to go dwell in Jerusalem. And he said, but when the Comforter is come, I will send unto you in John 15:26 from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And as they were filled, Acts 2:4, with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, that the Spirit gave them utterance. It's this Holy Spirit, the Comforter, that takes us on so we can learn the deeper things of God's Word. And that Word is through the Pauline message. And it's through the Pauline message that the eyes of our understanding are being enlightened. Ephesians 1:18, the eyes of our understanding being light, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. Giving things always for all things unto God. Oops, that's my base scripture. I don't know how I got my notes all mixed up. But okay. I'm just going to go with the Spirit. But it's by the Spirit and by his grace, he takes us. And he takes us from children to young adults to full mature adults. And as we stand and let stand on his grace and grow in grace and knowledge of him, we learn that, and that we learn that there's much more than just salvation and being filled with the Holy Spirit. But Paul taught us in Philippians 3:10 that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings be made conformable unto his death. And that we want to grow so that if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am also apprehended of Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. As we press toward that mark, sometimes we start looking at us instead of looking at Christ. And there's nothing about us. I fail all the time. And anytime I start thinking that I'm anything in myself, God chose me. You can start looking around, but you better look in the mirror because you're looking at yourself. Before you look at your brother, you better look at yourself and know that it's a great God, great that is great God's grace, and that grace is magnified in everyone's life by him and him alone, and that we can only grow in that grace. And he wants us to see that everything, that all things work together for our good. It's Romans 8:28, all things. And because all things work together for our good, we should be thankful, knowing that God is in complete control, that he's ordered our footsteps, that he is for us, and if he be for us, who can be against us? And so we should just sit back in the cradle of his arms and rest and rock and thank him. Thank him every day, all day long, rejoicing in his goodness, in his love, in his kindness, in his tenderness,
but in his great grace, which takes us day by day, that we grow into the mirror of his image. So when he's coming back for that bride, for us, we should be thankful and singing all the day long and rejoicing, not just rejoicing here, but in our homes, in our place of work, at school, to be that light on the hill. Be that light on the hill, not just for the world, but for all of the brethren out there who there's a famine in the land where they don't know who they are in Christ. They don't know the grace of God. They don't know the love of God. We, the true brethren. Paul wrote to the saints and to the faithful in Christ. And we know he's faithful, not because we're faithful, because of his faithfulness, his caring power, his love, and thankfulness. And he wants us to thank him for all things in our life. Bad, things going bad on the job. We work as unto the Lord, but you may have a supervisor that doesn't appreciate you or gives you a hard time or is against you because of your testimony of Jesus. But he wants you to know that he's in that. Amen. And he's working it together for your good. Amen. And that even whatever you do in word or deed, we want to do it unto the Lord out of his love and his grace. Amen. Not anything, not nothing, not one little pinch of us, all him. All him. Because if it's anything but him, it'll lead to failure. And it's only as we look to him as the author and finisher of our faith that we can grow, knowing that it's all him. We've begun in grace. We walk by grace. We'll be glorified by his grace and nothing else. And I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful that I've been blessed to be here still, because I've seen many, I've literally seen thousands come and go. I've been here since I was 12 years old. And I'm so thankful to still be here. I'm thankful to the Lord and what he's done with my family. And my now I have grandchildren here. And that we have a house of worship. And we have a place where they can learn that Jesus loves them. And it's not that what Jesus wants them to do, it's what he can do in them and through them. And that his grace carries us, and nothing but his grace. Nothing but his grace. You may have a trial in your own home. It may be with your spouse. It may be with your children. It could be a lot of things. But just like Brother Hill used to say, that we're diamonds, and he puts us, or maybe a brother or a sister here at church. All right? That's why we can't take our love. We have to take his divine love. To divinely love your wife. To divinely love your husband. To divinely love your children. To divinely love your brethren and sisters. Divinely, his love. His divine love. And nothing else. Because anything else is flesh and will fail. It'll fail before you finish the words out of your mouth. And the worst thing, the absolute worst thing where the enemy wants you to be is being down on yourself. Disappointed, going by your feelings and not by faith. Looking at thinking at yourself and saying and at your failures, but they had to be. That it was, he said he's ordered our footsteps. The footsteps of good men are ordered of the Lord. He's ordered our footsteps. He's ordered our way. And then since he knew us from time eternal, he knew what it was going to take to complete that work in Derek Cummings, in you. I just want to read some of the Psalms from David, and I'll get back. I want to sing some songs, read some of the Psalms from David, starting at Psalms 30, chapter 30, verse 4 and 12. Sing unto the Lord, all ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalms 35, 18. I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Psalm 69:3. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Psalm 75:1. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. Psalm 79:13. So we the people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever, and we will show forth thy praise to all generations. Psalm 92:1. It is good to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Psalms 92:2. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Psalms 95:1. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Psalms 95:2. Let us sing before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Psalms 136:1. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalms 136:2. O give thanks unto God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalms 136:3. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. And all of us, John 1:16, all of us, all of his fullness have we received, grace for grace. And so, when we come back to the main verse, giving thanks always for all things unto God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 5:20, and it says, all things. That means when you wreck your car. That means you have an argument with your spouse. That means when things go wrong at work. That means when you have a disagreement with a brother or sister here at church. He's in all things. We're diamonds cutting in one another, polish each other's crown. Holding fast to that crown. Hold thou fast with thou which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. But we're polishing and loving on one another. But we want to be love. Love. Because if we love him, we'll love each other. Because if you don't love the brother you have seen or the sister, how can you say you love me, love Christ, who you haven't? And it's that love that abounds in this meeting. And because of that love is what held me up and encouraged me. And I'm so thankful for your prayers. I'm so thankful for this place. I'm so thankful for a house of worship. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for my children. I'm thankful that I'm here tonight. Thankful knowing that it's going to be him. And that I can come boldly on his throne of I can come boldly unto his throne of grace to find help in the time of need. And because of all this, I can give him thanks always for all things unto God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And because of this, in Romans 5:1-5:4, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And just love one another. That company in around and about the throne, they're just not with Jesus, they're with their brethren of like faith. And they love one another. And they build up and they encourage one another. And when a brother does maybe go off to stray off the path, like it says in Galatians, it said, restore such a brother. Ye who are spiritual, restore. And that word restore is not to say put back where he was. That's at a higher level. So when we run this race, we run it alone, but we look out for our brother. to encourage him and lift him up in love by the grace of God. I hope, short, but I hope it was a blessing unto you. And I'm so thankful. Again, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.